Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So we're going to do some tapping for for a lot of these different words that people might be feeling around this inner child, and see if we can lighten up. So of course, as tapping is a clearing technique, we're going to do tapping on some negative words, and we're going to be tapping specifically for the child. We'll switch back and forth, tapping for the child and also for us seeing the child. Okay, so when we do this kind of tapping, we just go right through the tapping points. There I am, so young and vulnerable, not feeling safe, not feeling totally loved, not feeling the divine. There wasn't enough light. I can see it around me, but it was limited. The divine wasn't protecting me. God wasn't keeping me safe. I started out feeling that connection, and then I lost it somehow. It was pulled away. The divine abandoned me in a very personal way. I see it all in this little child. The child is feeling scared, unlovable, confused, abandoned. Why have I been abandoned? This isn't how it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be surrounded in love, in safety, in feeling the divine. But it's pulled away, limited, outside of me, not supporting me. All this sadness. I was so young, but somehow in my core, some piece of my consciousness was learning sadness, loss, abandonment, limitation. All the way back then. The divine was supposed to be all around me. God was supposed to take care of me. Resources were supposed to be infinitely abundant. But they weren't. It's not how it was supposed to happen. It's not how I wanted it. Clearly, things are limited. Resources are limited. Or God chooses to limit the resources in my life. Limit the connection. Limit the love. Limit the miracles. I was so little, but I was already feeling limitation. Even before I had the words, I felt it. There's not enough divine light around me. There's not enough love around me. There's not enough resources. It does not appear I am being personally seen and loved. It does not appear that I'm being supported. And that little child felt it. Unsafe, unlovable, disconnected from the divine. And take a nice deep breath. And so we're sort of blending some of the first chakra again with the seventh chakra, because this is where the foundation started. So I want you to look at the picture again and just see how it's shifted. Now, we've just done one round of very negative statements. Some of them will be more negative than really felt right for you. For others, you may need to go deeper into the sadness and the unsafety, depending on how traumatic your childhood was. But what we're looking for is a lightening of this picture, where the child feels calmer, more lovable. The child will shift very, very quickly just by us voicing and clearing up and out the negatives that were stuck in this picture. And the picture, remember, is painted by your subconscious mind, and it's showing you all the things it's been carrying as incredibly important. So as we tap these away, the picture will change, and that shows that something deep in you, your inner child, has shifted. So I'm going to take feedback in another second, but I want everyone to be there now with that child. And again, if it's still very intense, you can, with the recording, do some more tapping, okay, to bring that down more. But I want you to be there like an adult stepping into that room with that child and saying to the child, "You are safe. I am here now. You are absolutely lovable. You are an absolute piece of the divine. I see you, and it's the truth." And I want you to note if the child is believing you or not. And you can share with the child that you are telling the child the truth, that they're this little innocent child. Of course they are lovable. Of course they're a piece of the divine. Just see if this child is believing you and receiving these words. And now what I want you to do, as you've now seen and heard and understood this child so much more fully and with so much more compassion and often so much more emotion, I want you to tell the child again that they are so lovable and that you love them. And I want you to imagine what it would be like if a pure stream of love could just flow out of your open fourth chakra, love and understanding and compassion, and could just flow right into the heart of that child so that they could feel that unconditional love that we as adults so easily pour into little babies, little children. And just see if the child will receive that love from you. Sometimes people do find the child won't receive, and that's okay. You can do this process again, and it will get better each time. Sometimes the child has something specific, that a trauma that the child wants you to clear first, or a belief that's very strong that the child needs to clear first, and that's okay. So I want you to just see how the child looks now after receiving that light from you, and notice how they glow and they sparkle, because I hear glow and sparkle all the time. And so now I want you to just see if there is divine light around that child that is wanting to come to the child. And it can be light from relatives who've passed on. It can be light from angels. It can be light from ascended masters or guides. It can be light from the divine or the God of your understanding. And just see if there is light surrounding that child. And if there is, let that light come into the child. And notice what happens there. And some people now notice that the child's light is bigger than their own. And if that's the case, the child is often very generous and willing to share that light back with you. Because remember, this is your inner child. So all the love that you've poured into that child is going into the core of you. And all the divine light that you've allowed to come to this child is pouring into the core of you, because that's where this child has lived. And so a very young baby is often at first chakra development, which is all about safety and survival. So if you've got a toddler, I just want you to let them shrink back to a baby. And if you've already got a baby, you're right there. And just notice that at first chakra, before the age of like 0 to 6 months, is often the first chakra development, where it's all about survival and the baby feeling the need to survive. And then let the baby grow up a little bit older, maybe to a year, year and a half, where their second chakra is developing, all the needs and nurturing, the breastfeeding age, the true needs to be loved and nurtured. And then up to about 2, which is the third chakra development, the me, my development, recognizing that they're separate from their parent. And now let that child grow up to about 6 or 7 years old, where the fourth chakra opens and the child recognizes that love and compassion is in relationships and sometimes is a give and take. And then let the child version of you grow up to 11 or 12 or 13, where the fifth chakra starts to open and the child really learns how to express with the fifth chakra, that they can speak like an adult, they can speak to adults, they can loudly demand what they want, and sometimes be told, you better watch your mouth. And now let the child grow up to teenager, maybe 14 to 16, where the sixth chakra opens up in the child, where they see how they fit in the world and in society. They start to think about and see what they might be someday. And then all the way up to the young adult version of you when the seventh chakra opens, which often is not until you leave your parents' house, where you suddenly have this opening. There's a whole world out there besides my family and the way they did things. And just let that divine light continue to be there. And be very strong there at that young adult version of you, which was the first time your seventh chakra really opened. And let that divine light now be like a funnel coming into the top of your head. And now the chakras go in 20-year cycles. So as you were about 20 years old, 18, 19, 20, you would have come back into a first chakra mode where you probably moved and set up an apartment or a house or lived somewhere where you actually started rebuilding the structure of your life, and then into a second chakra mode where you got a job and started working and striving and seeing what it was like to have desire for something and power to get it. And then it moves on. That when we have children, that's often when our fourth chakra opens up in the adults. As an adult, where our heart really opens because of the love that we experience for our children. And on and on and on. And recognize that everyone on this class, I would make a guess, is in a seventh chakra mode again. somewhere between the 40s to the 60s of age, we come back to a seventh chakra mode where you suddenly question your whole life again and your paradigm. That's why people sign up for self-development. It's why you signed up for this class. So I want you to see yourself again back as an adult and recognize you are in a seventh chakra mode right now in your life. You're calling to be in this class. You're calling for consciousness. You're calling to create something amazing in your life, to go beyond your paradigm, is a seventh chakra opening. And from this seventh chakra opening, you're coming into the phase of your life where you're going to come back into a first chakra mode and start to rebuild your life based on this new level of consciousness and understanding and healing. Very, very cool. So I want you to see yourself there as that adult and see, again, the first picture we looked at, which is you embedded in that infinite possibility of the divine. And see your seventh chakra like a big funnel, a sparkly, beautiful, swirling funnel. Because you truly are in an open seventh chakra mode right now. I'm telling you, you are. You wouldn't be in this class. And I want you to see now, how much do you have access to? How much of that infinite possibility do you have access to? And notice how it's swirling through your consciousness. The connection between this inner child and the conditions that you were born into and the limitations that you believed in, but how they were never true. They were painful, emotional, traumatic back then, but they actually weren't true. There never was limitation. When the seventh chakra is open, you look at the story of you as a child, and you recognize there is divinity in every single thing that happened to me. I chose every bit of it before I came in, and every bit of it triggered my life purpose, even the most painful parts. Even the most painful parts triggered your life purpose, triggered some part of growth or strength or learning for you. And so how much do you have access to? What is your new belief about the nature of the infinite divine that you are embedded in? The unmanifest miracles swirling around you. And how connected you are through the divine to that. Okay, so long process.